Residential housing. The Ministry of Infrastructure and Construction estimates that by 2030, the number of flats per 1,000 Polish citizens will reach 435. The current figure is 363 flats. This target is to be met through implementation of various schemes, including Mieszkanie Plus, Flat Plus. By way of comparison, according to the Property Index overview of European residential markets for 2015, the average housing stock in the European member states was 486.5 flats per 1,000 citizens. Growth in residential housing is undoubtedly a driver for economic growth of a country. It has an impact on the standing and living conditions of the society, as people spend an average of 80% of their lives at home. A home is a place where essential biological needs, sleep and rest, are catered for, and it also affects the model and durability of a family while helping protect and pursue social and national values. It is not surprising that Poles want to increase their standard and comfort of living by equipping and finishing their flats better. The following types of residential housing are available today: council housing, cooperative housing, company housing, social housing associations, condominiums, and dwellings for sale or to let, individual investors or developers. According to the Central Statistical Office of Poland, GOS, 143,316 dwellings were handed over in the period between January and November 2016. Individual investors have the largest share, 69,115 or 48.2% of completed flats. Developers reached a slightly lower figure of 68,932 or 26.7% of flats. Third in the number of finished developments are co-ops with 2,233 flats. Other investors constructed and handed over the total of 3,036 flats. An increase in completed flats was recorded in 10 provinces, the largest in the West Pomerania province, 32.2%, the Mazovia province, 21.8%, and the Lower Silesia province, 19.6%, with 6 provinces reporting a decrease, including the Świętokrzyskie province, 6.9%, the Kujawy-Pomerania province, 5.8%, and the Warmia-Mazuria province, 1.4%. Despite trailing behind individual investors little, the developers' market has a very interesting and diversified offer, especially in terms of building location, shape, or floor number. The most popular dwellings include fenced-off buildings that come with associated facilities, shops, crèches, nursery schools, and convenient public transport connections. Until recently, the buyers' favorites were flats on the second and third floors. Currently, flats located on higher floors and on the ground floor are gaining in popularity. The latter are often offered on preferential terms, such as discounts, terraces, personal small gardens, additional intruder protection, etc. This is especially important for locations far away from town city centers, where the number of potential buyers or tenants of ground floor space for commercial purposes is low. All the factors listed above have an impact not only on the appeal of the dwellings, but also on their price. The construction of new flats aside, a very important consideration is the renovation of old pre-war buildings. It is estimated currently there exist about 400,000 buildings erected before 1918. This gives approximately 1.2 million flats in an acceptable condition. Investing in the modernization and renovation is also worthwhile.